The news was published on Tuesday, September 24th, 2024. I am Tom. Hollywood's glitterati are pulling out all the stops to support California's groundbreaking AI safety bill, SB 1047. It's like the Avengers assembling, but instead of fighting Thanos, they're taking on Silicon Valley. Over 125 of Tinseltown's finest have put pen to paper, signing an open letter that's basically saying, "Hey, Governor Newsom, let's make this happen." Now you might be wondering, what's got these celebs all fired up? Well, SB 1047 isn't just another boring piece of legislation. It's like putting a leash on a super smart, but potentially mischievous puppy. The bill would make the big AI companies put some safeguards in place to stop their creations from accidentally causing a digital apocalypse. We're talking about preventing stuff like massive cyber attacks or, heaven forbid, a tech-induced pandemic. It's serious business, folks. Governor Newsom's got until September 30th to either give this bill the thumbs up or send it packing. And let me tell you, he's in a bit of a pickle. On one hand, he's got Hollywood royalty like Ava DuVernay and Jane Fonda cheering for the bill. On the other, he's worried about California's tech industry losing its mojo. It's like trying to choose between In-N-Out and Shake Shack. Both are tempting, but you can't have both. Now let's break down some of the jargon that's been flying around. First up, we've got SAG-AFTRA. No, it's not a new smoothie recipe. It stands for the Screen Actors Guild American Federation of Television and Radio Artists. Think of it as the union that makes sure your favorite actors aren't treated like extras in their own lives. You know, this whole situation with AI and Hollywood reminds me of another time when the entertainment industry faced a major technological shakeup. Cast your mind back to 2007. Yeah, I know, ancient history for some of you youngsters out there. But bear with me, because this is good stuff. So there we were, in the early days of streaming and digital media. Writers were starting to realize that their work was being distributed in all these new ways online, but they weren't seeing a dime from it. It's like if you baked a bunch of delicious pies, put them in a food truck, and then the truck drove off without paying you. Not cool, right? Well, the Writers Guild of America, that's the union for all the folks who write your favorite shows and movies, they weren't having it. They looked at the studios and said, "Hey, if our words are making you money online, we want our fair share." But the studios basically plugged their ears and went, "La la la, can't hear you." So what did the writers do? They put down their pens and picked up their picket signs. For 100 days, from November 2007 to February 2008, Hollywood came to a screeching halt. No new scripts, no rewrites, nada. Late night shows went into reruns, and even big budget films had to stop production. It was like someone hit the pause button on the entire entertainment industry. Now you might be thinking, "Tom, what's the big deal? Couldn't they just use old scripts?" But here's the thing. In TV and film, scripts are constantly being tweaked and polished, even during filming. Without writers, it's like trying to drive a car with no steering wheel. You might move forward, but you're going to crash pretty quickly. The impact was huge. TV networks scrambled to fill their schedules with reality shows and reruns. Film productions that had started without finished scripts found themselves in a mess, trying to cobble together endings on the fly. It was chaos, I tell you. But the writers held firm. They knew that if they didn't stand up for their rights now, they'd be left behind in the digital gold rush. And you know what? After 3 long months, they won. They got agreements for compensation for digital distribution, setting a precedent that's still important today. All right, let's dive right into the potential outcomes of this AI regulation showdown. If Governor Newsom puts his John Hancock on SB 1047, we could be looking at a real game changer for AI oversight across the whole dang country. It's like when one domino falls and triggers a chain reaction, other states might just follow California's lead and start cooking up their own AI safety laws. We've seen this play out before with stuff like data privacy regulations. Remember when California passed that Consumer Privacy Act back in 2018? Before you knew it, states from Virginia to Colorado were jumping on the bandwagon with their own versions. Now, if SB 1047 becomes law, it could light a fire under federal lawmakers, too. They might feel the heat to finally get off their butts and hammer out some national AI guidelines. We're talking potentially huge ripple effects here, from how tech companies develop and deploy AI, to new compliance costs, to shifts in the competitive landscape. Heck, it could even influence international AI policies. The EU's already got its AI Act in the works, and if California sets a precedent, it might embolden other countries to follow suit with stricter regulations. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. There's still a chance Newsom could give SB 1047 the old thumbs down. If that happens, buckle up, because we might be in for one heck of a showdown between Tinseltown and Silicon Valley. We're talking about two heavyweight industries here, both with serious clout and deep pockets. The entertainment folks have already shown they're not afraid to go on strike. Just look at the recent writers and actors strikes that brought Hollywood to a screeching halt. If SB 1047 gets vetoed, don't be surprised if we see some serious pushback from the creative community. We could be looking at boycotts of AI companies by big-name celebrities and entertainers. Imagine A-listers refusing to work with any production that uses certain AI tools, or high-profile directors and producers pulling their projects from streaming platforms that cozy up too close to controversial AI tech. It's not just about protecting their own interests anymore. These folks are positioning themselves as the voice of the public, fighting against what they see as unchecked technological power. And let's not forget the court of public opinion. If Hollywood decides to rally its troops and really go to town on this issue, they've got a massive platform to shape the narrative. We could see a flood of movies, TV shows, and documentaries dramatizing the dangers of unregulated AI. Think The Social Dilemma, but cranked up to 11. That kind of media blitz could seriously sway how average folks view AI and the companies developing it. Now here's where things get really interesting. No matter which way Newsom swings on this one, the very fact that we're having this high-stakes, star-studded debate about AI safety is a big deal in itself. It's pushing these concerns smack dab into the spotlight of public consciousness. Joe and Jane Public, who might have thought AI was just about chatbots and funny memes, are suddenly getting an earful about potential existential risks and the need for safeguards. This isn't just idle chatter. It could have some serious real-world impacts on how people interact with AI in their daily lives. Consumers might start asking tougher questions about the AI-powered products and services they use. They might demand more transparency from companies about how their AI systems work and what safeguards are in place. We could see a surge in popularity for AI tools that emphasize safety and ethical development. On the flip side, if people start getting spooked by all this talk of AI risks, it could lead to a backlash against certain technologies. Companies might have to work overtime to convince the public that their AI is trustworthy and beneficial. It's a delicate balance. Push too hard on the safety angle and you risk stifling innovation. Ignore it completely and you could face a public relations nightmare. All in all, this whole kerfuffle is shaping up to be a watershed moment in how we as a society grapple with the promises and perils of artificial intelligence. It's forcing us to have some pretty deep conversations about the future we want to build and the guardrails we need to put in place to get there safely. Whatever happens with SB 1047, one thing's for sure. The genie's out of the bottle when it comes to public awareness of AI safety issues. And that, folks, could be the biggest game changer of all. This is Tom, bringing you the latest from Listen 2. Stay tuned, because this AI saga is far from over, and we'll be here to break it all down for you as it unfolds.